San Antonio schools closed at a critical time in the college decision process for high school seniors. For some seniors, the coronavirus pushed them to make last-minute changes to their choice of college. TPR's Camille Phillips reports on the outbreak's ripple effects for the class of 2020.
Congratulations, the class of 2020.
Every year, San Antonio holds a big event for high school seniors from across the city to celebrate their decision to go to college. There are usually t-shirt giveaways and college mascot dance-offs. This year, the party went virtual.
Y'all, virtual graduation and virtual college signing day, y'all are the ones, man. You're doing so, so well.
With so many senior milestones canceled, this year's celebration took on extra significance. Now more than ever, seniors needed to know that their decision to go to college was worth recognition. When the coronavirus hit, San Antonio educators worried that high school seniors would give up on college because of financial hardship.
Parents are losing jobs. Students are losing jobs. I've had students who have considered applying for unemployment.
College Access Advisor Fatima Montes works with students at three high schools in working-class neighborhoods. She says a lot of seniors are changing their college plans because of the coronavirus outbreak.
A lot of what I'm hearing right now is, why am I going to pay for out-of-state tuition? Why am I going to pay private school tuition if I'm not even going to be able to be there fall semester?
Montes says students who were planning on leaving San Antonio are now staying in town. And students who have lost income because of the virus are choosing more affordable options, like the local community college system, Alamo Colleges. The Alamo Colleges District has a new free tuition program for local seniors, and most of our schools had all of their seniors sign up as a backup plan, even if they originally wanted to go to a four-year university.
That's one less thing for them to have to worry about right now, right? They
don't. Montes says most of her students still plan on going to college, but a handful at each of her schools told her even going to college part-time wasn't an option for them right now.
They're like, no, I need to work. And not just for like their benefit, not just for paying for school, but like for the benefit of their family, right? So it's a tough conversation to have with, you know, someone in high school, right? They're supposed to have all of this laid out in front of them.
A good number of San Antonio seniors had local colleges in mind even before the coronavirus hit.
I love San Antonio, so going to college here would just be great too, but
Edison High School senior Miranda Trevino says she chose the University of Texas at San Antonio because she likes its kinesiology program. Her family also makes less than $51,000 a year, qualifying her for UTSA's new free tuition scholarship.
That was also a huge thing when deciding, because I was like, okay, my tuition's getting paid for, everything's going to be covered, like, I'll also be getting money back, like, so I could use it for books or use it for stuff on campus.
Miranda says she's grateful for all the support she's gotten from her college-bound advisors the past few months, especially because she's the first person in her family to go to college.
It's hard to go ask a family member, like, hey, what do I do? Because they don't know. So, like, our college advisors from school being there for us all the time, it's just taking that amount of stress off not being in school. It helps a lot.
Miranda's high school college advisor, Regan Arevalos, says most of his students' post-high school plans haven't changed, but he says many of them have family members who have lost jobs.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of students that have gotten jobs or are working way more, like close to full-time hours now to help support their families, which is always kind of an issue that we're worried about, just because them just burning themselves out at that age.
Arevalos says his biggest worry is that the pandemic is adding even more hurdles to an already long list of tasks students need to complete this summer before they can enroll in college. And at each one of those hurdles, there's a risk that a student could give up.
For a student to easily just say, you know what, never mind, I'm just going to get a job. I wanted to go to college, but it's just too much. You know what, I'd rather just go to work now, get some money, and then I'll deal with it later, maybe.
All he and his colleagues can do is offer the class of 2020 advice when they need it and celebrate their big dreams. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.